discussed yesterday. I'd just like to finish the Gemara first till the end of the sugya, and then come back to go through the things that we started yesterday. The Gemara says, "Ulebasi Yisrael imatim bevakulei v'atani." So Yeshu bevek hamedrish v'niskesheish chametz sefei. Mevakulei beliba yechad Shabbos bechad yom. What's the case? A person is sitting in Beis Medrash, and he remembers that he has chametz in his house. So why does he go home? Why does he go home? What does Rashi say? A covered rabbi, he's not leaving the Beis Medrash. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly what that says, but it's Nehavamina. A covered rabbi, he's allowed to leave chametz in his house. But very unclear about it. What? In the Havim. In the Havim, he has mamish chametz in his house, and if you do bitul, which is not enough, because bitul needs to dika too.
Is it going
to be in share? Like,
he doesn't
want to
get up and make everyone
think he's
like leaving
the
share.
Without him, he doesn't have to why he's leaving. That's, if he's leaving, if he has chametz in his house, you would think that's good enough. Could be other Rabbanon. Could be other Rabbanon. Huh? I don't know. It's very, very, I don't understand clearly the Havim. You know why? Amos Rabbi, Chavir Rabbi, but still, why if you have chametz in your hand?
I'm so
say that, Chavir, say that. What? No, the Havanina though, the Gemara and the Havanina thought it was chametz, that's for the Teres. So before the Teres, but it's not chametz. So if it's not chametz, I don't understand, because he's sitting and learning, and Chavir Rabbi, I don't, Amos Chavir Rabbi, and Yochel Malkum, why? So the Rabbi says, if we're not, and the Rabbi is not enough. So come and rob you, ever get to drop on them? Yeah, but move our Shabbat to the Mechayda. You can't be either drop on them because come and rob you, you can be either to drop on them. That's okay.
But when we're stuck,
what?
But we're doing cases.
But we're originally not mistaken because the come and rob that's a silly. Kavod is daraisa, but usually kavod rabbi is not daraisa any surim. I think so. So much.
How should you ever daraisa? Especially if
you've been
asked to
leave,
which is also
daraisa. Because kavod rabbi is mishuv to the mitzvah tzayla. Because the kavod rabbi can be over. If your rabbi tells you to do it, it's a drabbanon. You don't say a say it's better drabbanon. The rabbi is also mechuyev in the drabbanon. So if you shavu'al tassa, but so what? If the rabbi himself would have chametz, he'd also go home and burn. So you I tell everybody here to come erev Pesach instead of burning the chametz. Are you all going to come? Well, why a bitul? Well, the Gemara, right? We may be all supposed to. To me, it's a difficult habit. I mean, I didn't see anybody who should explain it. But the Gemara says, Bishlama Shabbos, Mishkachas, Aben Shchar, Basilius, Bishabbos. Ela Yantif, Basilius, Bilelu. If it's on Pesach, what does it mean he sits there and he's mevakulit? I can be mevakul something yet to this man. He's, sir, I'm Revacha B'yakiv, Hachab B'tam Yeshua, Fnei Rabbi Yaskinan, Hidnizka, Sheish, Isam, Abugelas, Betefesa, Yisioi, Shematachmet. So he's got a dough in his house. Just remember, he's got a dough. And he's afraid he'll become chametz. Cut the mevakel and become in time. They could have been telling him, yes, you're the bespeth beis hamedrash. Shema mina. What's the diuk? Because, if it's the chametz gomer, so you're going to be mevakel. So it must be that coming to tell you, dafka beis hamedrash, where if you would wait, it would become chametz. Very hard to understand. So again, what to say now? That you have chametz in your house. So you're not chametz. You have an isa in your house. So you're sitting in the base medrash. So because you're sitting in the base medrash, so now you're going to you're not going to run home. So therefore, you're going to be rely on bittul again. It's hard to understand why you're relying just on bittul. You should have to go destroy it. Yeah, I really don't understand this. I don't know, it doesn't seem to bother anybody else. I don't know, just you. It doesn't seem to bother anybody else. What? But the tikka without the ear is not enough. It's on Yamtis. He's begging Masis about the Tisadol. He's a Snakish. Your mom's a son who got Tisadol at home. So now, really, he does Tisadol Menatari is enough. The Drabana is not enough. But the tikka without the ear is nothing. There's a chi of the ear. If you find something on Yamtis, in your house, you got new chametz to live at your house. This is not enough. You have to live out from your house. You don't need to do the tikka, but there's a chi of the ear. You can predict them here. Somebody can bring this chametz to your house on Pesach. You do bichl. That's not enough. It's your chametz. So it's not enough to do bichl. It's very nice matzahs and a piece of dough turns into chametz. He's mevachel it. That's not enough. The jabon and everybody's moving on. Say, but when it becomes chametz, you have to get rid of it. Why? On Yom Tov. Yeah, on Yom Tov, you have chametz in your house, you have to get rid of it. The drop on it, it's not enough bissel. But learning doesn't part of the person from mitzvah to eshal de'acherim. Learning doesn't part of the person even from mitzvah drop on. If you're sitting and learning, you have to get up and down mincha, even though mincha is not a chiv deraisa. But we stop learning to daven, we stop learning to shrek lulav on the second day of Yom Tov, even though it's only Drabban.
So
we move off with commentaries from Mrs. Drabban. Well, why would this be covered up for you, though? What? You say, for covered up for you, it could be other than Drabban. That's what we're saying now. That was such a rule. Well, as far as the covered rabbi being daichit, it would be even if it was chametz. Because the only reason the Gemara has to say it was chametz is because it's both chametz, it can't be b'rach. Right? But in the etzem din of covered rabbi being daichit, the drabanan, it seems nothing changed from the Havamina to the Maskana. Then the Havamina and the Maskana was somehow saying that covered rabbi is daichit.
Why is that? Right,
I don't know. Because the Gemara is not the Well, let's see. According to Taisis, that's there, Shamiach Lenu. Well, why isn't it enough? If it's Shamiach Lenu, so maybe I can hear that Kozman, I don't get home, so Shamiach Lenu. According to the Rav Chat and Rashi, that was Chayshish, maybe my Bittle wasn't for the late Shalom.
You know,
Lishon.
Think about it. He's really worried about it.
He knows for late Shalom.
So he's obviously thinking,
and it's going.
I was saying that if Amasha Chametz, even if the Bittle's not if Amasha Chametz, a place where I'm not, as long as I get a Bittle, I don't have to worry about the Chiyah Biyah. Okay, I think it's a Chiddush, yeah?
He did
Bittle
before it became
Chametz. That's the first time it's been accepted. That's right, but because they're Gezer of Shamiach Lenu. They might eat it. If it belongs to a guy, it'll be enough to me to build a mechitza in front of it. If it was mine originally, just I did bifl, so that's Taisa Sundays of an hour. Taisa says, if you do bifl, what do you need bidikah for? Taisa says, it's Shamiach Lenu. Right? You need both. It's Ravana, but you need both. According to the Maskana, we were talking about on Yom Tov, but still. It's just because of Kli. I mean, it's not Chomer. It's Yom Tov, but all you can end up doing is being Kaifel of Kli anyway. So if a Kaifel of Kli, good enough if I'm at home, it's the same as Kaifel of Kli. That could be. This man, I can't do beer anyway, because it's Yom Tov.
Other people at home.
What?
Other people at home,
yes. So they'll be Kaifel of Kli. But for me to be obligated to run home, so if it's not Kaifel of Chomer, it's not on Yom Tov, you can't burn it, so that could be a terror. So my chiyuv is going to be Kaifel of Kli. And for being Kaifel of Kli, so what does Kaifel of Kli do? It just makes that I'm not there, so I'm not there anyway. So that could be Pshat. Okay, good. Alright, let's get back to Mekadosh B'chametz. Someone is Mekadosh B'chametz. Yesterday we spoke out three shittos. I just want to repeat them just to be clear about what the shittos are. Rashi shita is that all chametz rabbanan, it doesn't matter what, is always einu mekudeshes. That was Rashi shita. Doesn't matter circumstances, the time, any of that's the Rabbanim, gotta get rid of it. It's not a condition. Taitzvis says no. On the Gemara is Taka talking about Chametz Rabbanim, which is Ketika Kodanais, which is Chametz Rabbanim. But we're talking about Chametz Rabbanim during a time which is often in Atayra, Yetzir Chatzais, and other places. We're talking about Chametz Rabbanim during this man, which is, this man itself is this Chametz Rabbanim. But the Mashmais of Taisus is that if it would be Chametz Rabbanim during the Zman Rabbanim, Chametz Rabbanim during the hour before Chatzais, so it would be Treid Rabbanim. It would be, in other words, the Chametz is only Rabbanim plus the Zman is only a Rabbanim. Then Taisus would hold it to good Kedushin. It's only because Chametz Rabbanim by Zman Daraisa that it's not a good Kedushin. That's Taisus Shita. That it would be in this man's Rabbanah, Chametz Rabbanah, it would be a good condition. And that certainly needs explanation. Why, if it's Chametz Rabbanah during this man's Rabbanah, that's not a good condition? Chametz Rabbanah during this man's Rabbanah. Why should that be any different? So it also made a Rabbanah. That was the problem with Tais. And the third sheet, there was the Rosh, who was Mechalek. It's between the Rosh is not here, the Rosh is himself a condition. And the Rosh says that if our Gemara is talking about a Drabbanon, which is Ke'en Daraisa, Chametz Drabbanon, which is very similar to Chametz Daraisa, that's our Gemara. Then there's a din, Einam HaKadesh. But if it would be a new Drabbanon, the Kaddish issue with some Drabbanon, which is not Shasha, this is a Daraisa, just a Siyav Drabbanon. In such a case, it would be Mekudesh. What? Rush. The Rush says that only by the Rabbanu which is Ken Daraisa, we say Eina Mekudesh. But if you would have a Rabbanu which is not Ken Daraisa, let's say Yayin got a great touch, this example I gave yesterday. So that would be, the Mekudesh. And again, it needs an explanation of why it should be that. And Rashi Shita, which seems to be the easiest Shita, so Rashi just says across the board it's not a good Kedushin. On that, so we had the Kasha of the Rishash, which Rabbi Chanan also asked, that why does Rashi mix in the concept of Afkinu Kodim Mekadish, Adaita Rabbanu Mekadish, Afkinu Rabbanu Kedushin? Why does Rashi mix in that whole idea? You don't need it. Just say it's Asur. It's also bad, no, it's not worth anything. And therefore, it's not a Kiddush. That's the problem with Rashi. She says, so everyone's even. We have a Kasha on Rashi, a Kasha on Taisus, a Kasha on the Rashi. So Reb Shimon comes along, and Rabbi Chanan. This Reb Shimon, not only is it Lomdish, but it's Musar also. Because the side of Reb Shimon is that Reb Shimon says, if the Torah says, let's say the Torah says something is Asur Ba'achila. Not Yisrael, let's say it's Asur Ba'achila. The Torah says something is Asur Ba'achila, it's not food. You shouldn't think it's food. When you go into a Gaish store, you see tray for meat, you think that's food? It's not. The Torah said it's not food. My nafkanina. So Rav Shimon says, let's say a person on Yom Tov cooks a piece of nevela, and he eats it. You have a person who is in a mummer. He cooks tripe and meat and he eats it. Did he do an Aveira in the cooking? Now think carefully. On Yom Tov, a person cooks tripe and meat and he eats the tripe and meat. Did he do an Aveira in the cooking with the Bishul and Mr. Daraisa? Was he ever on Yom Tov? That's a good question. One second. First answer my question. You're not wrong, but it's good to say. If somebody cooks the Surah Achila on Yom Tov, I'm not talking about the eating now, I'm talking about the cooking. Was he ever not there when he cooked it?
Yeah.
I could never want to say no. Because you're allowed to cook food on Yom Tov. Achimashish is worth it. Reb Shimon, in other words, the Svara before Reb Shimon would have been, if I cooked the Veil on Yom Tov, I might have missed the Veil. But cooking, I cooked chumash, I cooked something I'm eating. So the swar of that Rav Shimon would have been that if you cook the veil on Yom Tov, you're not a grand mitzvah of cooking. But you're cooking food. You're allowed to cook food. Rav Shimon says, no, that's not food. A person who cooks, makes a fire and he cooks a piece of wood and he eats it, so he's like, I'm cooking. He didn't cook food. That's not food. He thinks it's food. But it's not food. It's like poison. Somebody has poison. So he thinks it's food. But it's not food. If the Torah said it's poison, then it's poison. It's not food. It doesn't have a denial.
Can
you get
everyone on
the line? Here's that ambition.
Well, there's
one. There is
this one.
Call out the rapid of a kosher. Yeah, if you heat up metal and you soften it, that's this one. Change it, if it doesn't change in the cooking, maybe you're right, but if kind of changes, it gets softer in the cooking, which happens mostly. I'm a rapid of a kosher. A light bulb is visual because the metal becomes soft. I'm going to get to that. That's the second step. Okay?
Why?
It's only trying
to have
to eat
water.
Because it's not an eichel. It's not an animal, it's not food. It's not food. He's saying that to him it's food, but it's not food. No normal person says it's food. It could be, the Gemara says if you cook buses, the deer meat. Most people don't like it, some people like it. So the Gemara says so. What? It could be that's not animal. There's cooking something which is not. The normal food is not not water. Yes.
Everything water for
the mushrooms and salt, because they're not at all. Why are those? You swear no, you couldn't use an error according to this, okay? But just for everything that says Bakoma Arvin, it doesn't mean you swear no. You swear no, you can't make an error with it, no question. So I feel like you can't make an eruv. Talk again. So the Reb Shimon's insight is that the Torah said it's not food. It's not food. Let's take that a step further. If the Torah said that something is asur b'hanah, then it's asur b'alma. Then it's dust. It has no value. Why does it have no value? Not because you can't use it, but because the Torah said it has no value. As long as you can't have enough from it. You can fool yourself into thinking you had enough from it. But you're actually not having enough from it. It's a Surah enough. No, it has to be, but it has to be Shavu L'Chalefesh. It has to be food. It has to be something that's Shavu L'Chalefesh that people would say is a Hanah. People would say cigarettes, the truth is, they didn't have a skin. Even when they thought cigarette smoking was healthy, when they didn't know it wasn't, it was also not like a tapai skin. Many times came out from smoking. Kamenisano held that smoking is also make a green because most people would take the first puff. In fact, potato chips also bad for people. You know, it's smoking today, it could be that smoking, but even when they held that smoking was not a health problem. There were places that held that smoking is also a yanti. Mishnah Berurah brings both sheets, he doesn't pass, he's not machriya. There's some after, some amati. Could be that today, not because the Surgeon General said, but because most people today, there's a much greater percentage of people who don't smoke today. It could be that smoking is also by everybody on yanti. But that aside, the point of Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon says, Yisurei achila not food. Yisurei hanah. Why can't you be Makadish Alayni when Yisurei hanah? Because the Torah said it has no value. Even if you're going to have a woman who is a mumeres, and he's a mumer, and they go to the restaurant every Pesach and they eat chametz, and he's Makadish Alayni with a roll, and she appreciates it and she eats it, it's still not a Kiddush. You know why? Because the Torah said it has no value. So it has no value. They live in Olam HaDinyan where they think that chametz and Pesach taste good. And they think they're satisfied. They think they have enough. But the Torah said it has no enough. So it has that's not enough. The Torah said they have enough. That's good for what the Torah asked. You can tell me that. The Torah asked it, the dinyan, the hanah, the hanah hamadoma. That's what the Torah asked
it.
No, the Torah specifically asked that type of hanah. But when you're talking, the hanah hamadoma, this hanah, this imaginary hanah is what the Torah asked it. But when you're talking about it, it's not the din, that's the story at all. You're going to tell me the same thing. This is what I was thinking. You said the person feels good. But the same thing is what I was thinking. It's taking the reverse here. So, what?
It can't be that it's not food.
Can't be.
It's not.
You know what it is? It looks like food. It smells like food. It tastes like food. When you put on the glasses of the way the Torah looks at it, it's not food. You know what? There's certain things I can give you. I can bring in a nice, a good-looking cake, and it's laced with poison through and through, right? But if you taste it, it tastes good. Now, if I'll tell you that this cake doesn't have a dinner item because it's full of poison, it'll kill a person who eats it. Would you agree with me?
Yes.
You agree with me? It's full of poison. It looks like cake. It tastes like cake. It smells like cake. But it's full of poison. It's not food. Zakef Shemin, this Yisrei Anah is laced with poison. It's a sum of others, it's poison. Just it's a spiritual poison. In Halakha, a spiritual poison makes it Yisrei.
But then it wouldn't be Yisrei Anah. It's not Anah, it's not
poison. Why
should it be
Yisrei? If it's not...
What?
No, so the Torah said that the Anah, which people perceive to be having, is awesome. That's what Yisrei Anah means. You're not allowed to eat this meat. Even though when you eat it, you're eating poison. But that's good for the Torah asked. The Torah asked the Hanah Hamadumah to be this imaginary Hanah, or this imaginary Achila. But when you look at it, strictly speaking, it's not technically an Achila, and it's not technically, it doesn't technically have value. It has no value. It should be gewaldig. When you think about it, at first glance, it's a tremendous jump. Too much of a lumbus. When you think about it, I'll give you an example. There's an iser to separate challah from tevel, or truma from tevel, on Shabbos, because you're misakin. It's not like you're misakin. You're repairing the food. You're repairing. What are you repairing? I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm doing a mitzvah. So first you should say, still, it's similar to repairing. According to Shimon, it's very geschmack. When I have tevel, I have something that's not food. It could become food, but right now it's iser. When I separate truma, I'm taking something which is not food, and I'm making it into food. So that is a type of tikkun on Shabbos. I can't repair my food. Yes?
So that's a good reason before that they're truly and being sure to take the Bahua, because that weren't, not the proper shape, they were not. So, the same thing, so...
When I say it's like Afra Ba'alma, what I mean to say is that it value wise, it's Afra Ba'alma. Its value is the value of Afra. Because it's a poisonous thing. Anybody who touches it gets hurt from it. It has no value. If you would have a cookie that anybody who touches it gets damaged by it, so no one will say the cookie has value. Even though it looks like a good cookie, and it tastes like a good cookie, but anybody who eats it or has an offer from it, It's you get damaged by it.
Why
is it
valuable?
It has no value. So let it have no value. By Lulav, who cares? Because it doesn't matter by shaking a Lulav. We're not talking about value. We're not talking about being a Kaddish and Isha. We're not shaking a Lulav.
That's it.
For us, it's not something.
It's like nothing.
That was the Beis Olay discussion. If you hold it's not Shalai, you can't be kainit. That was discussion. That's why he said the Beis Olay, that the Magen Avraham holds it is Shalai. Even though it has no value, it's still Shalai. But that has nothing to do with it. You see, what Yaakov is starting with, it's true that this Reb Shimon explained very nicely why the Shita that we spoke at yesterday, the Ran and the Rashba, who learned what I think is Pashup Shat in the Gemara, that is Surah Adnoah you can't own. Why can't you own it? It explains it well, because the Torah is Kaveya that in the eyes of Halacha this is Afra Ba'alma. It's not Shayach to own it. Why is it not Shayach? That's what the Torah is Kaveya. The Torah is Kaveya, it's not Shayach to own it.
But,
No, once it's turned to charcoal, it becomes money.
Well,
let me explain. Rav Shimon, the truth is, Rav Shimon answers up. This Rav Shlomo Zalman Rabbah. Let's go back. Rav Shlomo Zalman said that if a person, they said Taisus and Dapay says that you're allowed with a chatchila to take chametz on Pesach and change it into charcoal to make it usable. That's what Taisus said on Dapay, and Rav Shlomo Zalman just explained it. It's really Taisus. Taisus says, right? And be that clear, the person is perfectly allowed to take chametz and make a cholam out of it and have a benefit if there was some bigger cholam. 100% worth it. That Shlomo Zalman, if that's so, so why, if you're Mekadesh and Isha with chametz, why is it not Mekadesh? It has a value. She can go now and she can change it into charcoal and make it usable. She can have a benefit from it. And Rav Shlomo Zalman lies in the Tzarech Iyyim on this. That every chametz, now, why is it not Shalai? I could burn it, may change it to charcoal, and maybe it'll be usable. So it happened to be that when we were learning this, when we were learning Rav Shlomo Zalman, that was about 3 weeks ago, so Rav Geli from Washington Heights called me here in Yeshiva about something. So I spoke about this. He said, tell me, what are you learning? So I told him Rav Shlomo Zalman. I told him Rav Shlomo Zalman are about kasha, it's a good kasha. So he told me right away, he says, what Rav Shimon, it's good. He told me, oh yeah, I didn't think of it then. He told me, according to Rav Shimon, it's very good. Because according to Rav Shimon, why is Chametz Yisurei Anah? Why can't you make Kaddish and Isha? The Torah said it has no value. I could figure out a way to get a value from it, but it doesn't matter. When the Torah says it's Yisurei Anah, the Torah said it's after Balma. Now, you're right, you can find a way to change it into something else. But right now, the Torah said it has no value. Yisurei Anah, the Torah Kiveya, has no value. So Shlomo Zalman Rabbah's kasha was the answer. He is, the Isha could figure out a way to get a value from it, such a big Kedushin. According to Shimon, it doesn't matter if the Isha could figure out a way. Even if she's a fire woman and she's willing to eat it, it's not a Kedushin. Because the time of said it has no value. Finish.
If you give them chocolate right now, if you give them chocolate, that would be
in
the Kedushin.
If he already changed it into chocolate, now the chocolate is about Mutabah Mahat, then it'll be the Kedushin.
Why should we
do
submit it? If you can get it, like, a happy bit of
Because the time of said that right now, it's a real law. The definition of Yisurei Anah is off of the album.
Well, she's trained, right? So that's,
she's being
trained. So they're able to have a way of getting a regular
good animal. Okay. Right. Why don't you put it right? The Torah said it's Yisurei Anah. The Torah said that this has no value. Yisurei Anah.
How do you shack up somebody's...
The Torah said it's off of the album. That's the definition. When you look at Chametz, it's off of the album.
Yeah. How do you shack up somebody's Anah? Yeah.
Again, let me ask you a question. If you go up to a woman and you give her a pill that's poisonous, it's going to kill her in 2 minutes. But it tastes good, sweet. You say, hurry up, we'll get food with this. So she takes it, and she sucks it. She says, I'm having a lot of pleasure from it. You'll say it's a condition that it's poison? No, nobody will say that. If you have a case that's blessed with poison, no one will say it's not. It's not true. It's not, she thinks it's not no, but it's poisonous. It's not.
Okay, let me get approval. I take the dose. She says, you know what? I can make sure why. Later on, she knows she
later on, it'll become worth something. She'll change it.
Right now,
it's
worth
nothing. Right now, it's worth nothing.
I mean, after, so
if you go to a woman and you're Mekadesh with a piece of wood that's worth less than a penny. And she can go later, change this wood into something more than a pruta. You never could ask her. She gave her something that's not worth a pruta. The fact that she could change it, so she changes it before. But right now, it's something that has no value. She could change it, so. If you give a woman something that's worth less than a pruta, and she could change it something worth more than a pruta, that's not a condition. She changed it. You didn't. If you change it, your Mekadesh is good. Because when you're giving her the chametz, it has no value. She could change it into something worth something.
We said that chametz is
what?
Change it to
it's only if you change it. Because man, it's chametz, the Torah is kedaya.
They change it into charcoal.
Yes. Yeah.
Came from the position where a man in the classroom and not the Americans said, great man.
Is there a case?
A position where a person said, I'm marrying you with a nod, and you're getting to marry the guy with me.
No, it's similar. When she gives him something, he's not a chashev. That's the case. That's the case. He gives a gift. In fact, he normally has to be normally charges for accepting. Normally, that's the case. That's be something that has a market value. You want to get Bill Clinton to be a guest of honor, so accept an honor at your dinner. So you got to pay him $100,000. So if he does it for free, he accepts the guest of honor. It's worth money. But that's what a chashev means. It means a person who normally gets money for accepting gifts. Yeah. Okay. The so we're not finished yet. We explained only one thing. What? Okay. Because we're not done yet. We didn't get into the Rabbanim yet. So far we're talking about this Yisrael, that something that's Asa Bahanoah, the Chesed itself changes into Samram Adah, and it's considered Nafun, not a Bahanoah. It's the second piece to the puzzle, which Rav Shimon brings down. Now this first piece is in Rabbi Chanan. The second piece of truth is Rabbi Chanan leads to the second thing too, but I have to explain it a little more than Arichas. Is Yisayid, it's known as the Nesivis is Yisayid. The Nesivis is similar to Reshma Vedalit. Rabbi Chanan alludes to it, but doesn't bring down the whole thing, and Rav Shimon does bring down the whole thing. This is also something we could argue about. Rav Shimon says that an Issur Deoraisa is an Issur Chetzer. All Issurim Deoraisas are objects that are Asur, what we call an Issur Chetzer. An Issur Derabanan, why can't I eat a Dabar that's Asur with Derabanan? Let's say Derabanan acid wine that a guy touched. Wine that a guy touched Asur with Derabanan. Is there something wrong with that wine? Did the Rabbanan say this wine is Chetzer Yisura? Let me explain. The Nesivus is Yisrael is that an Issa Rabbanan is not an Issa Chetzer. It's what we call an Issa Gavra. Now, Issa Chetzer is the Gavra. I have to explain what that means. It means the following. Let's say I have a box of candies. My father, who I'm a chalif to listen to, says, I don't want you to eat that box of candies. But let's assume I'll take his kibbutz abe and I have to listen to him. Certainly in front of him I have to listen to him. Right? My father says, I don't want you to eat that box of candies. Right? So if I eat it, I'll write down kibbutz abe. Okay. Now what happens? I'm in a room. My father's in the room. My father doesn't tell me anything. He tells his friend, you know, I don't want my son to eat that candy. I didn't hear him. And I go and I eat the candy. Am I ever an Issa Kibbutz Abe? Was there ever anything if you didn't tell me?
No.
Why?
No.
There's no Issa in the candy. Candy doesn't become Ossix, my father says don't eat it. I'm not allowed to disobey my father. There's a din, and that's before you get to Gavra. The din on me, I'm not allowed to disobey my father. My father said eat the candy. Don't eat the candy. If I don't know he said it, I didn't disobey him. I didn't disobey him. Sefer Nesivus. Why do you have to... Why are you prohibited from drinking yayin that a guy touched? What's the pasuk in the Torah that you have to listen to the Rabbanan? Vaisasur min adavar asher yagidu lecha yam l'zman. Vaisasur. You're not allowed to... You have to listen. You're not allowed to disobey the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan say, I'm not allowed to eat this food, I'm not allowed to drink this wine, I'm not allowed to drink it. Is there something wrong with the wine? No. But the Rabbanan said, don't drink it. I'm obligated in the chiyuv of my sasa. I'm not allowed to disobey the Rabbanan. The Neila, listen to what the Nesivus says. if the shogeg, I'm over in this is Rabban. Let's say somebody brings wine to my house and it has a menu on it and I think it's kosher. And I drink the wine. And later on I find out that this is, there was a mistake, this label, I read in the paper, kosher alert, that this wine is mislabeled and really it's Yayin Shogun. Do I need a kapara for what I did? One more time. I have a bottle of wine, which I think is kosher. I'm not a pesheya. I look at the label, it's got a hechsher, and I drink it. Then later on, I find out that it was mislabeled. It's really yayin. It's really gaisha wine. Was I over an itzad rabbanon b'sheyge? Was I over an itzad rabbanon? That's not patish. But patish would say, I never get to do that, but b'shaygei, I need a kapara. The Siva says, you know something? You don't need a kapara. If you're either this to do that, but b'shaygei, you weren't either this to do that. What's this to do that? To disobey the Rabban. To disobey the Rabban. I didn't disobey them. I didn't disobey what they said. I wasn't straying from what they said. I didn't take something they said I shouldn't use and use, because I thought this is something I could use. Again, the Kibbutz Ben case. Listen, my father says, I don't want you eating any Milka candies. Okay? I get it back to power of a candy. It's really Milka. Was there ever a Kibbutz Ben? Did I show any disrespect to my father? I didn't show any disrespect to him. You have? Something to say. Again, my father says, I don't want you eating any milk like a candy. I go to the store, I buy part of the candy, I'm eating it. Then I read a kashrus alert, it's really milk. Did I show any disrespect to my father by eating that candy? No. I have full respect to him, I listen to everything he said. Don't eat milk, I'm not eating milk like a candy. When I ate it, I wasn't disrespecting him, I wasn't disobeying him. Later I find out that it was really milk. Now I stop eating it. The same thing that the Rabbanim say, I'm not allowed to be disrespectful to the Rabbanim. I can't disobey the Rabbanim. Fine, I'm not going to disobey them. I have full respect for the Rabbanim. I'm eating with something that has a hechsher on it. Later on, I find out it didn't have a hechsher. But I didn't dismiss the words of the Rabbanim. I didn't disrespect what they said. I showed no disrespect for them. The reason I ate it is I thought they allowed it. I wasn't aware, I wasn't notified that this is what they asked them. Am I being clear? That's a good question. One second. Does everybody, do you follow what I'm saying? You have? Anybody? Anybody have what I'm saying? I know I'm going to shake your head no, but you're going to shake your head yes, then I have to make it. Again, I just want to be clear about it. An itzachetza is something which is absolute. If there's something which the Torah says I can't eat, that thing is treif, I can't eat it. If the Rabbanim say I can't eat it, is there something wrong with that item? Is there something wrong with that thing? No. Nothing wrong with the thing. The thing is just as kosher as it was yesterday. I can't eat it because by eating it, I'll be showing a lack of kavod to the Rabbanim. And the Torah says that's also. You have to show kavod for what they say. So if when I eat it, I'm showing that I'm dismissing what the Rabbanim said, I'm always an Issa Drabbanon. But if I'm not aware that it's an Issa Drabbanon, I'm not showing any disrespect. I'll give you another example. Someone in his sleep, he's in the middle of sleeping. In the middle of sleeping, he eats an Issa Daraisa. Was he ever an Issa Daraisa? Yes. Right? In the middle of sleep, not his fault. In the middle of sleep, he ate, he was eating something and he ate something. And for this is that I think it's over. Could be it was a minus, could be it was a Shaydei, could be. But this is the Rabbanon, in the middle of the sleep, this is the Rabbanon. The thing he ate, there's nothing wrong with the thing he ate. Why is he prohibited from eating it? Because he's not allowed to disobey the Rabbanon. Did he disobey them? In the middle of the sleep he ate it. He disobeyed the Rabbanon. He didn't disobey them at all. Or if someone will come with a gun, point a gun at someone. It says, eat the veil. says Mechuyah to eat Nevela. The Torah says he had to eat Nevela. But did he eat Isser? Yes. He ate Isser Ba'ayim. If someone comes with a gun and he points at him and he says, eat an Isser Drabbanan. And he eats it. He wasn't ever an Isser Drabbanan. He wasn't ever an Isser Drabbanan. He didn't disobey the Rabbanan. He didn't do anything the Rabbanan didn't say, didn't want him to do. The thing itself is not a chetz of the Isura. That this is the aside of the Nesivis. But yeah.
It's going to cause
big problems. Of course, there's a lot of Gishmak problems that
come
up. There's no hesitation to be an Amaris, I'm sorry. I'll give you an example. Shimon gives a good example that illustrates this. You have Nisa, you have an animal that's Nisa. So what do you have to do with Nisa? That Allah is, you only have to burn the edible part. You do not have to burn the bones. A bone you could just throw into the place of stress. You're not a place to burn. You only have to burn the edible part of a Nisa. To get out Nasha of an animal which is Nisa. The Gemara says you don't have to burn the get out Nasha. You know why? Because the Gira Nasha is not food. So Shimon is saying, right? Gira Nasha is not food. Even if you are Yesh begin in the nice and time. But Gira Nasha is not food. How do I know it's not food? The Torah said it's not food. There are Gidim Dirabana. Next to the Gira Nasha, there are other Gidim, which are also the Dirabana. Those Gidim, you're Mechoyah to burn. The Gid, which is also in Atayra, you're not Mechoyah to burn. The kid which is also the Rabbanan, you mechuyev to burn. What's the difference? You're not allowed to eat either of them. And the Mitzvah, they both have taste. Now, the answer is, one second, the answer is right, that's not food. You think it's food, it's not food. You only have to burn food. Any part of the animal that's food, you have to burn. To get a nasha, the Torah said it's not food, you don't have to burn it. The kid, the Rabbanan, did Rabbanan get a kid? That is food. If you eat it, you disobey the Rabbanan, but it's achila. And that achila, that you mechuyev to burn. This is the Nesivis' rule, which we're going to use, it's already over time, which we're going to use in Yitz Hashem to explain Rashi. So we're going to return to it. Once you're going to see this, it's based on our Gimel. And if you'll gather Gishmaka and Nafkamina, the case is going on in the Shulchan Aruch. On Sunday, Yitz Hashem will return to this, to see this, the whole Rav Shimon. Please start the next tomorrow. I hope you start.